Senator Bernie Sanders says he strongly supports Vice President Kamala Harris in her presidential bid and will campaign for her this fall. Sanders says Harris's best path to victory against Republican candidate Donald Trump is to advocate for a progressive agenda to address the concerns of working class people. Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel talked to Sanders this week about how the country's political landscape has changed so dramatically in the past few weeks.
Senator, let's take a look at our very unusual political situation right now with the Democrats coming to their convention in a couple of weeks. You know, a couple of weeks ago, when many of your colleagues were calling on President Biden to withdraw from the race, you were made very strongly behind him. Why did you think it was so important to stick with Biden at that time?
Well, because the truth is that President Biden, in terms of the needs of working people, Bob, has been probably the most progressive president in our country since Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the 1930s. I mean, Biden is the first president to have ever walked on a picket line, supporting striking workers, very strongly pro-labor. Biden, after years and years of talk, we finally managed to put a lot of money into rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure, put money into climate change. We provided, at least for 3 years, significant amounts of money for child tax credits to lower childhood poverty by 40%. So I think if you look at the, and we've taken on the pharmaceutical industry in an unprecedented way, not enough, but we're making some progress. So I like what he has done, and I was confident that in the next 4 years, he would go even further. So that's why I strongly supported President Biden. But he is out. He made the decision to drop out, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that Kamala Harris is the next president of the United States. Just last weekend, as it happens, I was did some rallies in town meetings in New Hampshire and in Maine, and I'll be going around the country to try to rally support for the vice president.
Senator, I wonder if you could clarify something for me. As you mentioned last weekend, you were campaigning in New Hampshire and Maine. You told the crowds that you supported Harris, but this was not a formal endorsement.
I was there to make sure that we got as much support as possible. What I want to see, it's not a complicated issue. Of course I support the vice president. Of course I'm going to do everything I can to defeat Donald Trump. But what I also want to see coming from the Harris campaign is some specific ideas about how we're going to deal with the crises facing working families in this country. We got half of our elderly people living on $30,000 a year or less. We have to expand and extend Social Security. The American people want us to extend and expand Medicare to cover dental, hearing, and vision. I mentioned the child tax credit. I want to see us not be a country that has one of the highest rates of childhood poverty of any major country on earth. We've got to raise the minimum wage to a living wage. We need real tax reform so that billionaires start paying their fair share of taxes. We've got to deal with the housing crisis, which is so serious in Vermont. And around this country. So, of course, I'm going to do everything I can to see that the vice president is elected. But I hope to work with her to make sure that there is an agenda that addresses the fact that 60% of our people are living paycheck to paycheck, and we have more income and wealth inequality today than we've ever had before.
So is there a difference between supporting her and endorsing her?
This is, I think, a media creation here. I'm doing everything I can to see that she gets elected. But I think it's very important for this country that we start focusing on the issues that are impacting the working class.
Senator, there are some Democrats who think that Harris should try to appeal to the moderate, undecided voters across the country. You're advocating a very different approach. Why do you think your approach is the winning strategy?
Well, everything I have told you, Bob, is not just good policy, it is good politics. Go out on the street and ask the people whether or not we should lift the cap on taxable income coming into Social Security so that we can expand benefits by $2,400 and make Social Security solvent by 75 years by having the wealthy start paying their fair share of taxes. You know what? My guess is 80% of the people, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, will tell you yes. Ask people. And I do, whether or not we should expand Medicare to cover dental, hearing, and vision. Overwhelming support for that. Ask people whether we should raise the minimum wage to a living wage. Ask people whether we should build the kind of affordable housing and low-income housing and senior citizen housing that we desperately needed. So all that I'm saying is that it is important to respond to the needs of working class people who are hurting. And that is the right thing to do from a moral perspective, but it is also good politics. That is my view.
In the near future, Harris will select a running mate. Earlier this week, a group of progressive leaders urged her to select either Minnesota Governor Tim Walz or Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. Do you agree that either one of those two would be a good choice?
I just spoke to Governor Walz the other day for the first time, I think, and I met Andy Beshear probably 10 years ago, so I don't know much about either one of them. But I would hope, whatever her choice is, that she will choose a candidate who will speak to the needs of working families and have the courage to work with her to stand up to powerful special interests who today have just so much influence over the political and economic life of our country.
Senator Bernie Sanders, many thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bob. Take care.